Welcome to the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
TV radio listeners, this is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Today is July 15th, 2016, and it is 8:02 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and welcome to the show. And today's call-in Friday, as many of you know, and for the last few weeks, I have asked Dana Durnford to join us on call-in Fridays. Welcome, Dana. And
mornings.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I want to give people a little background about why I decided. Now, Dana cannot speak, so I'm not going to ask him any questions. He probably has to correct me if I say something incorrectly. But the reason when I say in my intro, every voice matters, I seriously mean that. The people that listen to this show that disagree with Dana, please call. We need to have conversations. I honestly don't want to have private conversations with people. I am busy off the air about this. I'm researching, and if you want to engage us, please call, because we want people out there who think they know that radiation is good for us, because we're not going to yell at you and argue and insult you. We're going to give you studies. We're going to tell you where you can go, what universities you can look at. If you go there and you can't do your own research and find it, call us back and we'll give you copies of the studies we have. But don't ask us to just start feeding you our work. Do you agree with that, Dana?
Oh, well, you know me. I'll argue with anybody. I'll fight with anybody. I'll listen to anybody. I'll try to help anybody.
On my show, I don't want you to.
No, I'm not arguing.
And I don't want you to fight. And I don't. I seriously am so against name calling. Although I have to say, I do a bit of it my own with the Clintons, who I do want to talk about today.
We're humans.
This is
what we do. We try to pretend we're somebody else, and we try to give ourselves this prestigious positions.
Well, it's not even that.
You know what I'm saying?
Family are quite criminal.
Some people react to controversy. Some people like the argument. Some people like the calm, cool, collect. And some people don't even care, right? They're just there to try to
flip
something.
Amen to that. So what I'm saying here, finally, is I'm encouraging our listeners to call. And there's also a lot of fans of Dana's who may have had questions, and you can just call us and ask us questions about stuff, because Dana knows he's hell of a
I'd rather somebody attack me, because then that's when I'm on in my best. But and that shows the ignorance of the other side, but it shows the ignorance of me sometimes too. And
yeah, that's why it's not arguing. I mean, I'm good for discourse. I'm good up for that, but where it gets to be like, you've got to be an imbecile because you can't fucking understand my
if they got an education, they know better, and they still can't
not necessarily. You're making a lot of assumptions there.
No, it's just you can't help these people. I've done it too many times. You can't help certain people.
You know when they turn around, Have you've read many a scientist journal where they say, I used to think nuclear was good, but now I really understand that we were lied to as physicists, as doctors, as whatever, biologists. We weren't informed of the truth. That's what happened to my science teacher. She was like, I
And did she go to the streets? Did she rally? Did she get out and fight for it? Did
no,
she make
you
a
know
difference? No,
what? No.
she went
But
back
you
to
know what? I'm not going to falter for that. That's the first step of awareness. People can't get up and start running. It takes a while. And you know what? Unfortunately,
my first step of awareness was what?
Me too, actually. That's
then I went
what
to
I
battle.
said. Honestly, the night I had that nightmare, I'll never forget it. May 5th, 2012. I mean, it was like clear as day. I saw the sky orange. I opened my window and I was like, holy fuck, the kids. And I woke up like that. And I went to the phone, the Googles, and I didn't see anything. And I'm like, I must be dreaming because it would be all over the place. Or maybe it wouldn't. Maybe that's the thing I've discovered over the last 3 years. They are not going to televise the nuclear meltdown, folks. The EPA right now. And by the way, remember last week I said it was July 27th? No, it is July 25th. Comments closed July 25th. And I do have the docket thing, so I'm going to send it to the producer, the link on where to find it. I asked Drew Kuhn to send it to me, and he did. So important for us to comment because they're about to raise the limits if we have a nuclear meltdown. Did you hear about this, Dana? The EPA is about to change the rules in the United States so that if we have a nuclear emergency, they're going to raise the limits only a little bit, except that iodine-131 will be raised by 3,300%.
They should be raising the curium isotopes because it's not iodine is the biggest producer. It's the curium from the reactor cores when they're in chain reaction. And after that, the reactor rods will always produce curium.
The curium.
Curium's like plutonium. It reacts the same way. Whereas iodine is compared to any of these isotopes is still bad. But as you
how do you spell curium?
Yeah, who knows anymore? I was trying to spell it this morning for some reason.
Is it C-U-R or C-O?
C-U.
Curium. Isn't it
C-U-R-I-U-M?
Yeah, that's kind of a family of cesium, right? That's how that works.
Curium, no. Curium is...
That's potassium.
From uranium. Curium, like a cur... That's the product of uranium, plutonium. Curium is no different than plutonium or americium or neptunium. These are all really bad stuff.
This is the thing they make people understand. They're trying to say that a little bit of americium. I saw a study just yesterday, and I didn't print it out. I didn't have time. I was working.
What was it again?
About americium. A small amount. It was on the nuclear alert. It was on
right,
the nuclear
I seen
alert.
It somewhere yesterday.
Now, that little, the report said no harm to human health, right? Like they didn't, nobody was exposed.
I got the dog studies on that. They use americium in dog studies 241.
How kill
the dogs the same way as plutonium? Right
how
away.
Low can it go? Like how like this?
It didn't matter apparently.
Even down to 100 microcuries.
Yeah, well, to the smallest doses over 35 years. Yeah, no matter what the dose was, it killed the animal every time.
Of americium.
Americium, neptunium, and plutonium.
So how is it that they said that this was normal? Like this was not.
I can show you a hundred studies.
You know what? I know how they're scientists. I'll bet you this is what they're doing. They're aggregating it over the whole mass of the United States. They're saying this is a little tiny amount, and over the whole mass of the United States, it's not that much. So it's not harmful.
Well, if you have a snowstorm in your town and you spread it out instead over the entire country, it wasn't a snowstorm anymore, right? But it was a snowstorm for wherever it hit.
Honestly, Dana, you know what? The oligarchs really, honestly,
the universities are just sick. Go ahead.
They use 1984 and Brave New World as operating manuals. I mean, when they read those books, they probably went, wow, what a brilliant idea. Let's plan these. Thank you for the plan, writers. I swear to God, it is really outrageous. When I look at our political system and the joke of these nonprofits helping the polluters keep open nuclear plants.
In every study, of man-made radioactive isotopes in every study. For 70 years, the animals died in every country, in every study. No, when it was used on animals, none of them survived. And they're still doing it today. None of them have survived.
John Goffman said in his writing, he's like, what is incredulous is the scientific
community.
They're
not going to hurt us because we're not animals, right?
Right. But they do that in every other industry. They compare humans to animals in every other industry. The eye, they make the contact lenses. They test every kind of fucking animal.
For ice cream and
labs.
Makeup and stuff like this. But in this case, every animal died. Every single one. But it failed throughout history. No animal survived. And so, boom, that's the end of that. Well, then again, why do we got terrorist laws? Why do we got nuclear? Why are we fighting for nuclear repositories? Why is Australia having citizen juries? Why are people trying to bury it 2 miles under the ground? Why are people trying to shooting it at the sun? Because it's not like a banana or a potato chip walking the sunshine. Anybody that got an education can't work that part out. I disrespect them. I can't help them. Nobody can help these people. I'm not going to waste a second of my life on those people. I've already been down that road. I've been at this for a long time.
You mean attempting
and those
to
people
like...
are don't want to learn. They're not interested in learning. Because if they learn the truth, then they have to face their own demons of what they've done in their whole career.
Well, and then the first question is they have to quit their career. They cannot consciously work for those people. Like, when I lived in Los Angeles, you know why I struggled? I had 2 kids. I struggled. I could have easily gotten a job like my neighbors did at Bechtel and Raytheon. And I'm like, I could not take a paycheck from those bastards. There is no way. They're murderers. I mean, honestly, this is what we need is conscientious objectors. We need people willing to say, I'm going to change my lifestyle and get out of this.
Hey,
listeners the numbers. It's 718-717-8296. It's 718-717-8296. You're listening to Lonnie Clark and my guest host, Dana Durnford, who is the nuclear proctologist. And today is July 15th. It's 8:12 in the morning, and you have until probably 8:50 to give us a call.
Say you got a summer's job. You're a kid. You got a summer's job. You're getting ready to go to college in a couple of years, and you're saving up money. You're not going to come from a privileged family or something. But anyway, you get a summer job at a respiratory research institute. Say Dr. Raymond Gilmedy's Loveless in Respiratory Research in New Mexico. Now, you got a job there, and your job is to take out the dead dogs and put them in a big vat. And you do that for a couple of summers, and you go off to college, and you get a degree in blah, blah, blah. And they try to tell you that, or you argue with your other friends in class that radiation is not harmful according to this study or that study. But you say, hey, wait a second, I worked in a laboratory and all I done was took the dead dogs out. And they told me they've been doing this for 35 years and I was the best guy ever doing it and blah, blah, blah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, then you can't deny it. Then you wouldn't try to deny it. Then you would have an argument to put up a fight against it. But if you don't know that exists or you didn't work in that industry.
Yeah, but I don't know. I see what you're saying. Like the people who, even the ones who maybe passed through it, who couldn't work there and said, screw this, I just can't participate in this, no matter. Even those people, because they're not active, they're not actively out there saying, wait a minute, we've got to stop this insanity.
Well, see, when I say that, people don't get it. They don't understand what I said.
The silence is complicity.
It's not silence in that building. The dogs get their vocal cords removed because they're screaming in agony because they got all these bone, liver, and lung tumors. And they can't give them painkillers. They can't give them anything that will interfere with the experiment. They don't want to change the body chemistry, so the dogs are left to die in agony and misery. That's why they take their vocal cords out. Then people would freaking get it. People just walk. It's like when they take the people that are out drunk driving and stuff like that, make them go to the morgue.
Right.
So if we done that to the animal kingdom, to the experimental sense, instead of sending kids to the morgue, we sent them down to these research centers where all the dogs are screaming in agony and in misery and just all these big tumors hanging off them.
Yeah. I actually walked into one of those labs, and it's not just dogs. I mean, that one lab did dogs, but I walked into an eye lab in my former jobs. I had to go there as a visitor, and he's like, "Oh, you want to see the lab? We have all these animals: we have pigs and ducks and goats." And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, because I want to warn you, some of them are in the middle of some experimentation." I'm like, "Okay." I thought, "Well, okay, that you know, I've seen pictures of monkeys with eyesores." Oh my God, I was shocked. I was visibly shaken. I said, "Look, I can't stay in here." I started crying, and I had to get all sanitized. Like, I had to wear this whole suit. I had to like go through this whole process to get in there. I was completely sanitized like a doctor. Like, really sanitized. And so you walk through.
So you won't interfere with the experiment. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was not like, so you can protect yourself.
I had no idea. And you know what, to realize this is actually how they operate. There is some movement towards an industry where we're not doing that anymore. Like, you know what I mean? That's not the standard and status quo, but you are completely right about these experiments. How long are they going to keep experimenting? They ought to just say enough already. The reason is this guy wants a freaking paycheck. He's looking for that answer that John Goffman said was not findable. That's what he's doing. John Goffman and Arthur Tamplin unequivocally, and Linus Pauling. I mean, this is the deal about this. People forget this was done. You know what I was thinking about, Dana, with this police state that's gone on in America? It's the secrecy that started. After the 50s, when nuclear was discovered and they went after it and they knew it was coming through the Nazis, even before they did the bomb, when they found out about it, the secrecy increased all around the world. And it is the secrecy that started towards the militarization of everything. And it wasn't just, people say, well, you know, when George Bush stole the election or when we started the war, whatever it is, it has gone, as Kevin would say, on Balco since not just Reaganomics or when Bush stole the election. It's really been since the nuclear industry hit a home run, man. That's what I think.
If we just took the money they spent on security, we can probably build hospitals right across the country. Just on security, that they suck up on security. Hey, Lonnie, you know, Fukushima... Should we clone humans and give them mechanical hearts?
That's what they're doing. That's what they're planning on doing. I mean, do you listen to Before the First Cup with Jules? You should go back and look at some of the titles.
Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. She covers scientific journals and studies. It is like your jaw will drop off. Honestly, that's one show you should listen to because you're like, what? She reads these journals, these articles from these scientific journals.
Right. Yeah, they're scary stuff. That's all I read all day. Like, getting the job done in Fukushima is not hard. Hell, Japan's willing to sacrifice 6 million people if they can find enough.
They're willing to sacrifice
the homeless seen vans.
They want everyone to get it. That's why they fought so hard, Dama. They want it to be normalized. That's why they're going to have the Olympics there. We were saying they're never going to have the Olympics. Yes, they are. They want everyone to get affected. They're going to spread the love, baby. That's what the whole Zika virus is about. I firmly believe that the whole Zika scandal thing is about covering up exposure of nuclear pollution.
Yeah, the Zika deformities are exact same as uranium deformities.
Yes.
Fallujah.
You know how I came up with this?
In Hanford and other places.
With this concept, I would love to see the directive the IAEA gave the World Health Organization. I'll bet you, too, because in South America, where the Zika virus spread, you know what? I did just on an instinct. Uranium is not mined. There is no uranium mining in South America. It has been well known. Guess what I found out? It opened up in 2012. They started a bit. That's why uranium is off the charts, because they're starting to mine in South America, and there are no holds barred, no regulations. Those people are getting microencephaly because they are being affected by uranium mining.
Yeah, uranium mining is not being affected. Yeah, being affected is a broad scope, but it's the chemicals that they're using at that process of the stage that is affecting those particular communities. So uranium mined is not nuclear chain reaction. What it is these incredible and unimaginable amounts of chemicals you have to use to get the uranium from the iron ore. And so the communities that... Look, we closed down Uranium City here in Canada, in Alberta, a number of years back. Uranium City, that's all they'd done in that whole city was just uranium. And it was on the other side of a big lake and up by Alberta where they had that forest fire area. And they were only able to get over there in the wintertime, drive across the frozen lakes. But studies done throughout the world on uranium areas where there's a lot more uranium in some areas showed no increase in deformities or cancers or illnesses because your body can't hold any more natural. Your body's acclimated to a certain amount. Everything on the planet, your clothing, all the materials acclimated to so much natural material, like potassium, 40 or rubidium, or any of the other natural stuff. And so the whole industry for 70 years has come up with all of these fables. And a lot of people, including myself, have fell for it. But when you research it, they fall apart, these fables, and the industry slowly uncovers itself. And that's what it was all about. It was all about hiding what they knew way back in the 40s. And he spent 70 years enforcing the banana, potato chip, walking in sunshine, getting on an airplane, dental x-rays, chest x-rays, fable in comparison of the man-made material. And they won't give it up, and they can't give it up. And the minute that anybody comes out and tells the truth, then everybody else becomes a lawyer. So if one media was to come out and say it's not like a banana, then all the other media has to attack them. It has to work that way. See, so they all have to tell that same story.
This is the same thing. This is one of the things, you know, like I really did not understand until very recently the depths of corruption that the Clinton – I recently read, and I was dumbfounded, that they have not filed any documentation on the Clinton Foundation. Not one piece of paper, not one shred of paper. The Secretary of State and the President of the United States and George Bush were involved in asking for millions of dollars from Haiti, and not one shred of paper has been filed for the organization. That's an outrage.
Right. And
anybody else would have the IRS convicting them. Let me put it to you that way. You want to talk about two sets of laws? That is just an outrage. These are American citizens. They have an obligation to file. They have to make sure if they're connected and they're really controlling members. Maybe they're not. Maybe that's how they get away with it. But you know what they can't deny? Go to the mass die-off. This person who is collecting. Today is July 15th, right? Since July 1st, mass die-off of fish in Sumy region, Ukraine. Wonder what that's from. Thousands of dead fish found in a mystery in the coastal waters of Catanzaro, Italy. It's a mystery in Italy.
Well, they'll actually report on 100 fish that are found dead as an abnormality. They'll report on it. You'll see the reports all over the place of 100 this or 100 that, because that is considered an abnormality. We got the headlines now here in Canada. It just came out.
That's right.
The mussels on the coastline are full of contagious cancers. Now, if you go looking through all the literature on cancer, you're not going to find contagious in the word cancer in any of the PDFs that I went through. And that's because it's not there, because cancer dies with its host, yeah? Allegedly, not anymore. When it comes to the ocean, now we have this phenomenon where it jumped to other species. Now, that's an interesting way to get people to stop eating mussels and eating clams. And if anybody doesn't understand why that story is so significant, is where I'm told is in British Columbia, Canada, the whole coastline was normally full, anywhere you went, of clams and mussels. And because of Fukushima, we're directly across from Japan. The ocean currents get here in 45 days, just a few days. But anyway, here we are now faced with this horrific, nightmarish reality this is the cover-up story anyway, is that the fish or the marine life, the shellfish are cancerous.
This is the most unconscionable cover-up in the history of humanity.
Rather than tell the truth,
Rather than tell, you know what? This is why they're going to have the Olympics in Canada.
Now they said coastline is like this.
They want contagious cancer. You know what? You're right. I just Googled it. I said, "Is cancer contagious?" From the American Cancer Society, cancer is not contagious. So whatever they're saying. it's not contagious. And who?
And now they're calling
it
leukemia. And so leukemia is a bone cancer on top of that. But it is an interesting way, because you got to realize how privileged the people are around this coastline. They can just walk down to the beach, no matter where you tow, and just pick up a whole bunch of clams normally. That's what they've done throughout their whole history here. But I've done the expeditions on the coastline, and the majority of the species, not the majority, but literally all of them, except for a tiny amount of them, maybe seven per place where you go to, you'll find seven species when there should be 6,000 there or so, depending on where you tow. Some places got a couple of thousand more than other places, and these are the residential species. There's 4 million in the ocean. The species are gone. The 4 million other species didn't recede the coastline of Canada. And I got, as you know, Lonnie, 260 days and 15,000 miles of the coastline put in on the expeditions, studying the most vulnerable part of the ocean is the tidal zone, not the whales.
That must have been so heartbreaking for you, Dana, when you first went up there, because you have you know the coastline like you were a fisherman.
Oh yeah, 14,000 hours as a commercial diver underwater. Right. Top of that, so I got more hours underwater.
So you must have been completely mortified when you saw it. Like for me, I'd go up there and go, "Wow, this is bad." I have no concept of what it would look like.
I had to see it.
It's like watching your parents die. It's sad. That's so sad. Oh my!
This
God.
Is watching. Yeah, this is.
Do you know that I just took a Native American Northwest a Native American studies of the Native Americans of the Northwest. That area where you're at in Canada was part of the Salish people, right? And that whole the whole Northwest, the upper Northwest, was the only place in the North American continent where the food was so abundant. Before they got the horse changed everything. Prior to the horse, everybody was hunter-gatherers, and they were only in the Northwest was it so abundant that that's why you have the long houses, that's why you have the elaborate kind of housing, because they had the leisure and the time. They could stay in one place and build
every second house here right now has a speedboat for the ocean.
Wow.
Anybody who's impoverished.
What's the oncology rates there? Does everybody who's eating fish getting cancer?
Well, cancer is the last thing to show up. Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, diabetes, heart, liver, lung, respiratory, pituitary, adrenaline glands show up long before cancer.
And they're
gone through the ceiling. There was a mass die-off of babies when that plume came through originally here. We got dispositions of 220 million becquerels of iodine-129 with a 15 million year half-life from a chain reaction. Not from the solar system, but from a chain reaction. That means that it's the most carcinogenic thing on the planet per liter of rainwater. And then in that exact same liter of rainwater, you got to put the same amount of iodine-133. And then it would have been one-third of iodine-132 in that same water. But we also have the numbers of a million becquerels per square meter emitting. Now, the stuff that they're using to figure out what's there is not getting, it's looking for a certain tracer. All they looked for was the iodine-129. And so everything else that was present wasn't
ignored.
Accounted
for. Exactly. And that's the
so that liter wasn't, it was 220 million becquerels of this, it was 100 million becquerels of that, it was 50 million becquerels of this. And in Germany, we throw our food on the nuclear waste site at 5 becquerels, and in France, it's 17. And then in our rainwater, which goes where? Into our aquifers, which we do what with? We cook and clean and wash and shower and brush our teeth and our children. And we suck up like 2 or 3 liters a day just through those functions, not counting the drinking. So we are in serious trouble. We had 1,500 sulfur peroxide hydrogen buckyballs in California. And the average male, allegedly, per square cubic meter of air. So then the average person was, and studies showed they'd be consuming around 360 man-made atoms. Now, if this was potassium-40, your body couldn't hold any more, a big whoop. But because it's man-made, your body sequesters it, and every single atom gets attacked for 10, 20, 30 years by white blood cells. And what does the white blood cells do? They displace the red blood cells with the oxygen molecules. And so,
but not only that, Dana, it's
your
not
body
just,
is like, you know,
it's not just that one exposure. Over. People need to understand it's a bombardment. The radiation is not stopped. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, you spill.
It came through and you had a bad
you
day.
You spill water on yourself and you can dry it off and it's not right there. We're getting it bombarded. We are not addressing.
Sequestering in your muscles, your organs, your bones. And it just keeps adding every day more into your body.
What do we want people to do here, Dana? What do we want people to do?
We want people to get their act together and fight for the future. Like,
and what does that mean? Like, take to the streets, call their elected officials? This is the big question people say to me. Well, what can I do? Like, I don't have...
First off, if everybody was to go after the lawyers who say it's like a banana and a potato chip, when you read a story, everybody go tweet, that's not true. Right, isn't that just something simple, something stupid as that, or call them up, or call the institution that's hosting them, or where they got the degree, and demand they lose their degree. That's some of the things you can do. There's many things you can do that you have to do. Like, you should be planting seeds, organic seeds of every type in every community, so people would have real substance to be able to eat, and that the animals in the insect world would have some real substance. You know, because we have so much GMO now that stops you from uptaking nutrients, and because the glyphosate and the formaldehydes and the GMO affects your body, and so like this whole system we got to change, because we're going to lose this planet, we're going to lose ourselves. We already lost the Pacific Ocean.
This is what we're discovering in Chernobyl.
This is not
the people
like,
that
hey,
survived,
you know,
they cannot have babies. That's the issue. It's not just, oh gosh, my kids aren't going to get cancer, or they're going to be healthy. But when they grow up, there are high levels of sterility.
We had an event. This is an event. This is not like in the future, we got to worry about shit. This is, we had an event. This is no different than a meteorite coming at us, and we're looking at it and saying, it's going to get here in a few years. The dog study shows how this works. The animal study shows how this material, when it's ingested, in just increments or just single doses, we're ingesting it nonstop, but we ingested so much in that first 7 months. The chain reaction is still going on down there. Chernobyl stopped after 10 days. See, the enormity of it evades everybody.
Would you say that again? Because I think people miss that point.
Well, Chernobyl stopped after 10 days. Chernobyl was one-third the size. Chernobyl was a 30% meltdown.
And it's not Chernobyl just three times more because there's...
Kofiana said but just to finish that conversation, Kofiana said 3 million children needed permanent treatment because of Chernobyl. But Chernobyl was just a paper towel. And so, like, everything I'm saying to the average person slowly creeps into their minds over the next couple of weeks. It's not, you don't expect this knee-jerk reaction, but I kind of do, because that's how I got onto this, when I found out certain aspects of it that just resonated right away and say, hey, wait, that's an issue. That's a problem. I better look at this. And then you ran into all these people talking about bananas. You say, okay, it's like a banana. And somebody else said it's like a potato chip. And I said, okay, it's like a potato chip. But then you said, well, this doesn't really... I'm finding conflicts and everywhere. So I go look up the studies, and I read the studies, and
well,
the studies don't mention bananas or potato chips or walking in the sunshine. The study says it killed this dog, killed that animal, killed these species. It destroyed this environment. You had to store it here. You had to put it there. You couldn't let it out because the terrorists might take it and wreck your city.
So, Dana,
go ahead.
The thing is, all of that, all those lies roll back to why I talk about social engineering. Because this is just fear-mongering and war. It's really murder. It is straight-out murder. This is really, it's unequivocal. Unless they stop it, they know what they're... I mean, it's like that scientist that walked out of the first secret city who said, you know what, they know exactly what they're doing, and I'm going to go back home. They do not want my help. They're never going to talk to me. It's that same thing.
Japan had, by the way, Japan had 865,000 more cancers in 2012 than it had the year before. And that was the biggest jump it's ever seen since World War II. But we haven't seen any statistics since that.
But
you take the thyroid, where it's a couple in a million for children. After 1 year after Fukushima, there was 13,600 with thyroid tumors versus out of 40,000. Not out of a million, but out of 40,000. So that was 36% out of 40,000, when it should be 2 or 3 out of a million.
Right.
So this is, and that's what the animal studies all showed, was as you waited a couple of years, then the effects started to show up. And because it's dogs, they have a different lifespan than we do, but they're a perfect model because they have the same issues as humans. They get arthritis, they get flus, blah, blah, blah. They get Alzheimer's and everything else, and diabetes and heart problems and liver problems and lung problems. And so this was recognized, but most people look at the dogs died. They died. That's what they want to hear. They don't understand that's the end result. You'll liquidate your assets while you're waiting to die because of your illnesses, and then your children have nothing left over. See, that's the significance. You wait too long. But we got a meteorite coming at this planet. We got to move, and we got to move now. We got to come up with technology. We got to come up with ways to mitigate this and filters and way to eat food. We got to come up. We can't have any of this conversation until there's a critical mass.
Well, this is the thing. This is shocking. I believe that this is why people turn us off, Dana, is because it is shocking. It is really when I used to say that, I had my Scooby-Doo moment, because when I first found out about it, I was like, say what? Like, really? I used to really, honestly, up until a few years ago, how ridiculous is this? I apologize to the universe. I really believed him. I thought nuclear was really good. I really didn't believe it was harmful. I believed President Obama when he said we've taken care of it. Let me give our listeners our phone number. It is 718-717-8296. You're listening to Lonnie Clark and my guest host, Dana Durnford. And it is Call-In Friday. We encourage you to call in. The time is 8:35. And back to our thought about this is that I actually did think that nuclear was pretty good. And I was stunned to find out it was out of control, and they didn't have any answers. And in the last 3 years, I'm sorry for my phone, it's in the other room. It's just going to have to ring a few minutes. In the last 3 years, I have discovered that all they do is they lie, and they misinform people who are studying science. They are destroying what science really is. Like, the IAEA really can suppress the studies of the World Health Organization. That's a true statement. There's a lot of information that they have put out on the internet that says, oh no, they're an independent organization. Not true. That is a not true statement. And there's a lot of doctors who have come and gone through the World Health Organization who have left for that reason, because they're like, we can't even do basic scientific studies. They manipulate all the facts. This is why I thought I was very suspicious of the Zika in South America. You know how I found out about that little tidbit of uranium mining down there? I put in the name of the town on the Googles, and right after it, I wrote nuclear. That's all I did. Click.
Just go to PubMed and type in the same thing.
And all it does is it showed me articles that popped up that uranium
journals of
just
environmental studies
and
type it in. Right, go to these journals and type in the community where the accident was, and you'll find all the studies on those communities.
But
there's 20,000 journals,
right.
So don't give up on one journal.
Well, I think people don't even go to journals, Dana.
They don't. No, they go to Fox or CNN or MSNBC or wherever.
Like me, as simple as it is, I'm just asking people to do the simple stuff like I do.
That's simpler.
Go to
that
the
is
Googles.
Simpler to do what I'm saying. Not to Google. Go to PubMed or go to the journals, many of them, of environmentals, and you'll find all kinds of different journals. Get on that site, go to the search engine, and type in the same words. And then you got the actual study instead of
That's
the conjectures.
True.
Why
That's
read
actually
conjectures?
True. And you can see what they're – it's kind of like listening to what they say from the reporting on the news and watching C-SPAN. If you watch what they say on the floor of the –
Like, I don't say it. I show it in my videos. Why do I do that? I do that because what I say is a conjecture as far as anybody's concerned, including myself, and the study's there. Go read the study. There's the headlines. There's everything there. But, I mean, it's – why would you do it any other way is a question I have always asked myself. And it's just we didn't have access to it. We didn't grow up with that ability. That wasn't for most people, right? Because the internet is still relatively on its first legs, right? We it hasn't evolved really. We're still Google, Facebook, and we haven't been streaming videos on the net for less than 10 years. So, like, the internet is still a child, still a tweeny. And it's probably never going to mature because it doesn't matter in one context. Of what it could be, because we have to deal with, see, the death of the Pacific Ocean is the death of the planet. The death of the Pacific Ocean is the
unless we find
is
a
the
solution
biggest nightmare.
Unless we find a solution, unless these guys start being real scientists and try to come up to figure out how to stop the issue that they have caused by ignoring it. Like, we need these scientific brains to turn their heads around.
I used to think that one, yeah. That's how I used to think. I don't think that anymore. I'll no longer ever think that way either.
So what do you think?
I think we should burn them. We should go back to trains where they used to have steam engines.
You think they're just murderers? You think they're just straight up murderers?
These are murderers. Oh, yeah, they're educated. They know what they're doing. They laugh about it amongst themselves. They have all these cliches amongst themselves. They have all these ha-ha moments among themselves. These little insider moments where if you don't know the actual lyrics are really good, you won't get those jokes. But if you know it even reasonably well, you can probably get the jokes. And these are nasty, just disgusting, pathetic jokes. The people that come out and talk about carbon and how nuclear is going to mitigate it, these people are not naive or gullible. James Hansen is not naive and gullible or stupid, okay? And what he's got done in the 350.org and the rest of them, what they're doing, they're not naive, they're not gullible. They know exactly what the end game is for what their narrative is, rather than use the real truth. That nuclear is the furthest thing from carbon. It's boiling 1 million gallons of water a minute per reactor. How could something like that be carbon free?
Right, exactly.
That's 1 billion gallons per glass of water, 60 million glasses per minute per reactor. Do the math. And then the eggs and larvae and small fry sucked up and killed. 3 million fish killed in just one reactor. So from the intakes. Big fish, you know, big
dead
fish.
Zones all around like, and it's just zone. There's this is a hit.
Radiates all the insects at all the dumps, all the larvae, all those mutated insects are going into the community and lakes and estuaries and rivers and food chain. And so it's just, and you can't contain it. You're boiling and the radiation, the fuel rods are perpetually have to be put in the water. That water boils off 120,000 liters per pond a day into the community full of thousands of americium, neptuniums, and plutoniums, and uraniums. The reactors run on uranium. There's no cesium cores. There's no iodine cores, folks. There's uranium cores. And so when they talk about cesium, that's just a tracer. It means nothing, only the sense of you're in trouble. And that thousands of other counts per minute are there, you're not going to register because you're only registering one. But that's what the scientists extrapolate. Nuclear is the stupidest thing imaginable. You can't get rid of it once you got it. And we got it. Now we got it. We got to deal with it. We can't get rid of it, but we got to deal with it. We can't contain it because we have to vent it. If we try to contain it, the noble gases just need oxygen to detonate. At some point in the future, the gas will leach, oxygen will get in there, and it'll detonate. That's what happened to Wipshire. It's the exact same thing. And like when you put stuff in a salt flat, like cans, they're gone in about 5 years. They turn into little pecks of rust in about 5 years. That was shown in study after study after study. So when you put these things out into the desert, and that's what happens to them. And so it's all meant, they want to put it all in Yucca Mountain. Then Yucca Mountain melts down the whole friggin' mountain, turns into a chain reaction. That's what happens if it goes wrong. That's why WIP is such a crazy, stupid idea. This is why they try to bury it 2 miles underground, because they figure that might stop the chain reaction from making it to the surface. But it doesn't. You can't stop the stuff from coming up through it. That's just the way it is. See, a gas, like tritium, or not tritium, but most gases will leach right out of a metal tank. That's how gases work. And it's something that people take for granted. It's not really for granted. Like your hairspray canister, that'll leach out after a number of years. That'll disappear on its own, right through the can itself, not through the mechanical parts.
Right.
So, like, this stuff is in our environment. It killed every animal throughout the history. There's no cure for it. There's no way to stop it. And we have the ability, where that one generation, where that one point in time, where that one single moment, that one little blip in the universe, where we can produce, North America alone, over 4,000 studies a day. 4,340 peer-reviewed academic studies are published every day. If we took that horsepower and went to work on solving and resolving some of our issues, we could, but we won't. We've studied every aspect of nuclear
because they know it's going to cost
more than what we've done in nature.
I mean, it is really, it's so outrageous. It is just
there's more.
I honestly, I it is beyond, this is the thing, the level of denial of nuclear harm. Like, if we just look at, like, this closed nuclear power plant, like, down in San Onofre, they're
still stuck with everything there till the end of time.
It's sitting right on the coast of the Pacific coast, and they're allowing them to store it in containers that are, the rest of the world stores it in containers that are 18 inches thick. The United States does it in half-inch thick containers.
Look, if I took a pound of it and went down to New York, and in the increments of 20 minutes, I can kill 1,500 people every 20 minutes in a big theater, pull the bodies out, kill everybody in New York in a short period of time.
Yeah, but when you say statements like that, France, Dana, people will go, oh, you're fear-mongering. That's fear-mongering.
No, it's not fear-mongering. How can you have a conversation about – I can hear. I can understand it. But so you can't have a conversation about this without fear-mongering.
Well,
that's what
I'm
it is. That's radiation. That's
I disagree.
Sounding that way, right?
You know what? I talk to my kids about it because my children, I have adult kids, and they don't want to talk about it. I'm like, look, you know what? We have got to talk about, you know, where to live and how to – and you have to pay attention to what's going on because, unfortunately, that is the world we live in. That's called being an adult and, you know, being a responsible parent to your children. That's why I can't ignore it. I'm still your mom. I'm not going to ignore it and go, oh, who cares about my grandkids? Who cares about my grown kid? Although my daughter lives in Portland, Oregon.
Stop eating fish. Stop eating.
Yes.
Stuff. Get off the coastline. How do you tell people to get out of these communities?
Well, you don't. My child eats sushi all the time. And she lives in Portland, Oregon, right downstream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're eating it from the Pacific, it's not a nail in your coffin. It's not a screw in your coffin. It's a rivet in your coffin.
You know?
Every single fish. You are sealing your fate for sure. Yeah,
well,
not only that,
you're
guaranteed
to
liquidate your assets.
People will say that is for sure.
Oh, well, I back it up because every animal died in every study and that the ocean is full of and that the amount that went into the ocean is undisputed anymore and that I researched it exclusively.
Mass animal deaths.
Showing extinction.
Number one thing that happens, massive
right.
animal
So they can call me fear-mongering because they're naive and gullible and because of the media and because of the way they were introduced to this.
Tens of thousands of dead
because they're conditioned.
In a river in Quebec, Canada.
I can't help people like that. Nobody can help people like that. I can't waste my time on people that don't want to learn or not going to try. If they want to learn, my types of conversations are the ones that where people have to seek out. And that you don't usually hear me talking like you do. But when you have a conversation with other people and people are saying one thing, you know, they should be saying another thing. In reality, the most important thing we should be talking about is this is an extinction event, period. And that we better get our act together and we better move. This is not just old talk about nuclear. This is an extinction event, period. We've never seen this in history. We've never seen anything like this. And so why are all the experts coming out and telling you it's like a banana and that there's no harm, that is less than Chernobyl when it's 3 full melted reactors? Why are they saying they got to spend fuels at a number 4 when the building was blown apart, where the fuel rods were too? That building is part of the building is missing. It's the same thing for number 3. Yet they say they're going to get spent fuel out of number 3. Why are we sitting here and allowing the fable to be perpetrated and arguing about the fable instead of arguing about the truth?
Well, just look at the current news. If you actually look at what they're saying from Fukushima, I mean, what they're actually saying when you hear reports from there, these are scientists that are reporting these things.
Over and over and over.
You know, I mean, the radioactive gas. Officials have admitted deadly Fukushima meltdown cover-up. TEPCO's president said that. Their president said he revealed an unpardonable breach of trust. This is a grave issue. That's what they are saying.
See, and we don't
themselves.
Argue with TEPCO.
Now, 2016. 5 years later, they're admitting it.
Well, we got 5,000 pictures. Official pictures from TEPCO's website, and we got the models of those reactor buildings. We don't care what TEPCO says. TEPCO is a corporation. And so our job is not to listen to TEPCO argue about it. Our job is to look at the pictures,
right,
look at the
exactly,
diagram of
exactly.
the buildings and say, look, this one doesn't match up with that one. And yes, TEPCO lied because they told you that. Well, here's the building. But their involvement is to expose that lie every time they open their mouth, and that's what we ended up doing because that was what it was. And so every step of the way, they said there'd be no harmful effects, and we've had to fight our way up.
And you know what? The people are being screwed because, do you know that the citizens of Fukushima were denied? They wanted they sued TEPCO for 100 yen. That's all they wanted, or whatever. You know, they just wanted 100. I think it's called yen or whatever their money is. They only wanted – it was a token payment. Their court said, no, TEPCO is not responsible to pay you. And that, to me, was like spoke – volumes.
By General Electric's and the rest
they're
of
them. They're not going to have it the reactor, in a legal court that says that the nuclear industry is accountable. They're not going
right.
to do it.
So if Chevy gives you buys you a car, or you bought a car off Chevy, and the steering wheel is defective, and you drive down the road, you smash into something, nothing happens. Okay, it happens to somebody else, and something happens, maybe, right? Maybe it happens to 10 people's cars, crashes. They say, okay, well, I got a problem. Well, these reactors, they knew they had those problems, and they didn't fix them. They didn't even try to fix them. They knew that you didn't put the reactor pulls on the roof in case you have a meltdown, because the reactor's biggest problem was they could have a meltdown. And so some of them had meltdowns, just like some cars will crash, because there's a default. But whose responsibility was it? It was Chevy or Ford or Mercury's, whose cars were defective. They called, they had a recall, brought all the cars in, they had to pay for it, all people sued them, class action lawsuits, blah, 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 blah. Nuclear power, when they do it, no, the courts come out and say that a judge comes out and says no.
Even more incredulous than that.
One single person now holds the fate of the world. And how many of these people have been shown to corrupt?
You know what? This is even how incredulous it is. Even after that, San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant, after Fukushima, got caught trying to put in a part that didn't belong into their reactor because it was cheaper. So they bought it because it was cheaper and figured they could retrofit it. That's how insane these people are. I mean, and it's across the board, Dana. They have absolutely no regard for human life, human health, any animal, any planet. They are just sick with murderous greed.
We've got an extinction event playing out in the Atlantic or Pacific, and this is not going to be able, people can't hide this away anymore. They can't. That's why Tevco come out in a minute that they had their meltdowns to start that dialogue. That's why I was arrested when I came off the oceans, because I showed that extinction event.
That's right. That is why, Dana.
But the extinction event has trickled now over into the animal kingdom and on the land, and the insect kingdom on the land, into the bird population on the ocean, and to the marine mammal population, to an extinction event where the fauna and the flora and the basis and the bio of the biota of the ocean itself, that's what you want to call it, the billion creatures per glass of salt water, has literally trickled down to just tiny, tiny percentages. And that the bigger animals, like fish, don't die of cancer. Fish die of natural death, because cancer takes a long time to manifest. They might get tumors on now, but
yeah,
fish don't die of, like...
Right, they'll have the tumors. That's why they see the tumors on
people
the fish.
People say, well, fish are just swimming around. Yeah, but they're way up the food chain.
You know what,
I
Dana?
Went to the tidal pools, which is the nursery where the most vulnerable species. Is your child more vulnerable to drugs than you were? Yeah. Is your child more vulnerable to toxins than you were? Yeah. Why? Because your child is smaller, yeah? Okay, because they're developing, yeah? Well, that's the same thing why I went to the tidal pools, because that's the nursery. And that was wiped out. And then I was attacked and demonized.
And you know why? Do you know why, Dana? It's exactly the thing that we're talking about.
Stop at the site.
The same reason they denied the people in Fukushima even 100 yen or whatever it is. The same reason, because they do not want any legal precedent.
That's an admittance. That's right.
This is why, in your case, they refused to allow you to refer to any of it.
Fiji last year just finally gave.
I am not incorrect. You have been barred from talking about it or talking about any of those people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mentioning their name. I'm not allowed to defend myself.
I'm not allowed to use the words as context. But this is the point. Everything in court. The
judge says banana potato chips are like nuclear fuel, and I can't even use that as context.
Right.
And I mean, that's a setup. Right. I'm being taken apart and taken down, right, destroyed, and I got vilified in the media.
But the reason is. It's the same. They're not going to have any. It's the 100% denial that radiation causes harm, and they are denying the negative effects of radiation by 90%. People need to get with it and demand the truth out of every elected official, every agency. We need to make comments at the EPA and say, "Are you joking? Absolutely not. Do not raise those radiation limits." People need to make those comments. You need to go to the EPA. And we need to talk to the NRC and make our comments to the NRC. A few comments goes a long way. And there's websites. Dana Durnford has the nuclearproctologist.org. In the States, we have radcast.org. We have sanonofresafety.org. And the usual beyond nuclear, kind of the semi, like even, what is Greenpeace? If you look up Greenpeace, it says it's in 2011, they wrote an article that said nuclear is super, super bad. 2011. Have we heard anything out of any of those people at all? It's 2016. Are they jumping up and down because
you still can't sell the meat or drink the milk in the UK because of Chernobyl? They just opened the first water fishery 2 years ago in Sweden because of Chernobyl. And Chernobyl was just a tiny reactor. It's easy to look it up. It's easy to verify. It's easy to certify these assertions. Anything I said, everything I say. Chernobyl is 100% meltdowns, but there was 15 reactors in that coastline that went in a station blackout. This is where they lost the cooling function. Now what they're doing to resolve that, because I know we're coming to the end of the show, just how important it is to understand the lie down the road for people, is that they built pools uphill now where they got 3 days of water. Now, why would they do that if they don't, if losing power and losing the water is not an event? Because now they're claiming that losing the power and losing the water at the reactors is not an event. Oh, we'll be okay. And we're going to have 3 days of storage. Well, they didn't get power. Look, if a tornado came through your neighborhood and somebody was sat there, you can probably get a long extension cord and run it over and plug in a generator or something like that. But we're talking 400 kilometers of coastline was tore apart like a wood chipper. They couldn't get power into these reactors even months later. So they lost their inventory.
You're talking technical stuff that people.
They lost their inventories.
They
lost all these.
I'm getting there.
They lost their inventories. They lost all their reactors, and then we're talking about thousands of Chernobyls worth of material. And Chernobyl was 5% of its inventory.
You're missing out on the brainwashing. I know you're talking.
I know. Well,
the brainwashing makes people just.
The average person
won't
come and listen to this. They're not even going to try.
Well,
that's
not true. See, for me, Dana, I reject that because I want to reach. I want this show
to
meet thousands of people.
Yeah,
and I reject that they're not going to listen.
I've been down that road. You can't. Who's going to? The average person can't grasp it. They get lost and they feel defeated.
You know what? They're going to fucking grasp it, and we're going to be their lifeboat.
Yeah,
people are going to drop off. What's going on in St. Louis? People are dropping off like flies.
They'll get the nuances if they listen all the way into the conversation, all the way up to that point, they would have got a lot of those nuances. They would have got a lot of those little details, would have made sense, would have resonated for them. And because I know that, because I have deep, long conversations with people, and it's only at that point can you use the in-depth. And it's at that point where if they have a chance, they'll ask you questions back that are on target. And so, you can't sugarcoat it, and you can't just pretend that it's this or pretend it's that. You actually got to give people the real data, because if you try to make
it easy. Okay, so if we have the data, what are we asking people to do with the data? This is the thing. This is the frustration.
They need to rally around someone and continue to learn. And so they need to find that person that they feel they can trust and that is telling them similar stuff that I'm telling them and being aggressive enough that they can understand it. Then it's such a complicated subject.
I have to say, after three years of doing this, I don't know how you've done it for so long. I'm angry. I don't want to have to.
What do I put my fate into out there? I don't.
You study it.
I can't send people somewhere. Is the problem? You know what do I do? I don't stop. Support me. But that sounds so bad when you say that, right? But who's leading the charge? Who done the whole coastline?
Well,
who wants to go to bat and who's willing to go to bat and who needs to go to bat? Find that person is all I'm saying.
Well, this is why you're talking. What I'm saying is I want to expand our conversation.
Better get the job. I'm just saying we better get.
What can we do with all this information? After we get the information, how do we organize? Who do we demand? This is the frustration of why people check out. But you know
what?
We have 20 seconds left. We have to
everybody tweet out.
We have to talk about this next Friday. Thanks, Dana Durnford, for joining me this Friday. And put your courage feet on. Dana's website is The Nuclear Proctologist. Thank you for joining us. I wish somebody had called in. Maybe next Friday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.